Welcome to Finding Pelvic Sanity. If you're struggling with pelvic pain, pelvic floor dysfunction, or pregnancy and postpartum issues, you're in the right place. These issues are common, but not something that you have to live with. We've seen the most complex patients from all over the world at Pelvic Sanity in Southern California. You might be feeling frustrated, embarrassed, or dismissed by the medical community, often for years. We know just how tough that can be, and we want to help you find pelvic sanity again.
We're Jesse and Dr. Nicole Cozine. Together we run Pelvic Sanity Physical Therapy, wrote the IC Solution, and Nicole has trained thousands of pelvic PTs to provide better care. We want this podcast to provide hope and get you on the path to healing.
Thousands of people with pelvic health issues find relief and live healthy, happy, and pain-free lives. And so can you. Let's get started.
Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of the Finding Pelvic Sanity podcast with Jesse and Dr. Nicole Cozine. Hey Nicole.
Hello.
So talking today, something that you, Nicole, have emphasized a lot and that you train when you train other physical therapists as well, but the importance of a full hour-length session that's all hands-on and one-on-one with your physical therapist. And this is definitely not the standard that most people get when they go to physical therapy for a pelvic health issue. So let's dive into it. Why is an hour-long session so important?
Well, I think we need to remember what the patients are experiencing here, what you guys are experiencing here. For anybody that has a pelvic health issue, incontinence, pelvic pain, prolapse, constipation, literally anything that has to do with the pelvic floor, when we look into addressing those symptoms, we have to address a couple of different things. Number one, we have to address the pelvic floor itself. And because that area is an intimate region of the body that requires, in most cases, us to do an internal assessment of your pelvic floor muscles, we absolutely cannot rush that part of it. You don't want that. We don't want that. It's something that we have to really listen to the body on and pay attention to how your body's responding to that type of work. Number two is that we also must, if we're good clinicians, we have to address the underlying why behind why that pelvic floor is a problem. And most of the why lies outside of the pelvis. So now, not only are we doing an in-depth analysis and examination of the internal musculature of the pelvic floor, but now we also have to take that much care in the external places that pelvic floor dysfunction can originate from. Things like your low back, your mid back, your hip, your ankle. So now all of a sudden we have to do an in-depth evaluation of all of those other regions of the body. And it's both. It's a both and situation. It's not either or.
I mean, if your physical therapist is only getting 30 minutes with you or 30 minutes one-on-one with you, or just isn't trained well in one of these other areas, they're usually, Nicole, either doing just pelvic floor stuff every single time. It's like, come on in, we'll do an internal session this whole time. Or they're not really comfortable or trained to do an internal exam at all, and they're doing all external stuff. And either way, they're missing literally 50% of the picture.
Yes. Yes. And this is the thing. At Pelvic Sanity, we have a remote consultation program. We have an out-of-town program. Even patients that come to Pelvic Sanity, over 70% of them have seen other practitioners before they find relief of their symptoms. But I have seen so many people from all over the world, and so much of the time when people aren't getting better, it's not because pelvic floor physical therapy is not the thing that's going to help them. It's because it's been implemented incompletely. And that either means, like Jesse just said, that it's either too much focus on the pelvic floor or too much focus on the outside. And at the end of the day, when we know that pelvic floor situations and issues are complex, we also need to be able to look at the pelvic floor itself and outside the pelvis thoroughly to be able to eradicate these symptoms for good so that they go away and they stay away. And that takes time.
You know, I think that's something that if you have been a listener for a while, then you probably heard Nicole say before, is getting to the root cause, finding the why. That's obviously a hallmark of what we do at Pelvic Sanity, what you teach when you teach pelvic floor training to other pelvic floor therapists, Nicole. But talk to me about why that's so important. What happens if we don't really discover what the root cause is and make sure that that is actually resolved?
If we're not addressing the underlying why of the pelvic floor dysfunction, one of three things happens. Number one, symptoms just simply don't improve. They don't get better. That's you guys into the Finding Pelvic Sanity Facebook group saying like, I don't know what's going on. I've been seeing my therapist for 8 visits and nothing's changing. If you're not getting to the root cause, it could also be that you get temporary improvement. We just had somebody in the Facebook group the other day that was like, every single time I feel good after the session, but it doesn't last. So that temporary improvement is probably, in my opinion, one of the most frustrating things that I can hear, because it is that you're on the right track. It's just that the therapist very likely isn't implementing some strategies and some treatment interventions that will look at the root cause so that those symptoms will go away and stay away. That is the biggest point of being able to look at the underlying root cause of the problem.
And then you say, Nicole, the other thing that can happen is maybe your symptoms do improve, your pelvic floor symptoms do, but if you haven't gotten to the root cause, it's going to manifest in some form or fashion elsewhere if it doesn't continue to cause those same symptoms.
Yeah. So the reality is that the pelvic floor is a complex set of musculature that is connected to literally anything below it and anything above it. It's literally the area that's the crossroads of the body. So anything that you do with a twisting motion of your back, the pelvic floor is involved. Anything you do with movement of your legs, the pelvic floor is involved. And so sometimes what happens, because our body's meant to prioritize the issues of eliminating waste, and that's very important for our bodily functions and our survival, that sometimes if we're not resolving an issue, the body can be like, well, I guess we're just going to have to make sure that the bladder still is functioning well, or the pooping system is working well. And it's going to be at the cost of low back pain or SI joint pain or hip pain or some other type of orthopedic pain that if we would have treated at the beginning would have also helped the pelvic floor symptoms. And so other problems can sort of arise by the compensatory actions of your body trying to preserve function at the pelvic floor.
So if you've been listening to this now, you might be completely understanding why it's so important to get time to actually work internally and externally at every visit and actually be able to look at the entire system, that why that's so critical. But you might be asking yourself, well, why don't most places do this? Why did I go to a place where I was seen for 20 minutes and then spent time with an aide, or went to a place where there were two patients who arrive at the same time and one of us goes to the gym and one of us goes to a treatment room, or I had 45 minutes there and then I went with a Pilates person? So as with a lot of things in our medical system, it comes back to insurance and insurance reimbursement. Because remember, your insurance company is not motivated by trying to get you to feel better. Your insurance company is a for-profit institution that is trying to pay out as little as possible. That is their business model, is they take premiums and they try to give out as little as possible back out of that. So basically, what it does is it incentivizes places that are in network with insurance to do things that are completely legal. I want to be emphasizing that. This is completely legal to do. But it still feels like insurance fraud to me, Nicole.
Yes, yeah, totally.
It feels like it shouldn't be legal, because basically what they can do is, as long as a physical therapist is in the vicinity, they bill everything that you do while under their roof as skilled physical therapy. So they can bill, you could be in the room or in the building for an hour, but maybe 15 minutes of that is just being iced or doing e-stem or sitting on an exercise bike or being watched exercise by a high school kid who literally has done no training in anything. And they're billing that as if the physical therapist is working on you hands-on the entire time. So you can see from a business perspective, it makes a ton of sense. Would you rather have to pay a, you know, skilled, licensed, doctorate level physical therapist or minimum wage for a high school aide? The more work that you can foist off onto an aide or an exercise bike or doing e-stem and still bill as if it's physical therapy, that is the smart business decision for these places. And I don't necessarily fault them for that. They're just living within, you know, the rules that have been set up. But that is why modern physical therapy looks the way it does. It's not because anybody thinks that's the best way to do it. It's because it's the most lucrative for people who are taking insurance and billing your insurance for that.
Yes. And so the other thing that I want to emphasize, and this is a huge, huge reason why we believe this at Pelvic Sanity, is that that model might, and I emphasize the might be okay for simple orthopedic things. Your low back hurts, you just strained it lifting something. Sure. You know, you can go and you can see a physical therapist for 15, 20 minutes and then do some exercises, and that is, oh, fine. But the second that we have a pelvic floor issue, that automatically means the issue is more complex, and it automatically means that it needs more time for us to be able to do our investigative work, our doctorate level education, to figure out what's going on and why that area is causing symptoms. It is a complex area of the body. It involves multiple different systems. And it, frankly, is influencing people's lives very differently than, oh, my ankle hurts, I just sprained it playing basketball. That works fine to go and do a couple exercises and have your therapist rub it for a little bit. But the second that we have a more complex and, frankly, intimate area of the body that is problematic, we need that time for the skill of the therapist to be utilized to its max. And that's why we believe that at Pelvic Sanity, in fact, an hour-long session at Pelvic Sanity is the minimum amount of time that we do. We actually have 2-hour sessions available.
Yes. I mean, just as a general rule of thumb, Nicole, anytime you take your pants off, you don't want to be rushed.
Totally. I mean,
in just about anything, right?
Just about anything.
As a general rule of thumb, if your pants have come off, rushing is usually not where you want to be with that, right? So, and this goes back to, Nicole, when we started Pelvic Sanity, when you made the decision to start your own practice, when we were looking at the financial models of different things, I came to you. Remember what I said?
I totally remember. Again, Jesse is a non-clinician, right? So he's like the numbers person and was looking at the back-end systems and like presenting all the things. And he goes, so Nicole, is there any world in where you would be willing to see people for less than an hour, 30 minutes, 45, even 45 minutes would make better sense? We could see one more patient a day in this thing. And I said, absolutely not. There is absolutely no way.
It was that important, right? So, you know, and that's the decision. And that's the decision that leads true specialists then to decide to go out of network with insurance companies. So the financially, as we were running the numbers, Nicole, we would make more money as a clinic if we took and were in network with insurance and just did a, what we call a mill in the area, right? You churn people through, you get them in and out as quickly as possible. You use aids, you do all of those different things. You have a big gym setting, all of that stuff. That is actually more lucrative. So for us and for people who are true specialists who make that decision to go out of network, which is happening more and more, that it's not about making more money. It's about not compromising on the quality of care. Like that is the decision, just to peel back the curtain. When somebody makes that call, it is saying it's going to be about providing. I'm not willing to compromise on that hour-long treatment session. So that's when we had the conversation. That was the crux of how is this going to be structured? Because you cannot make this work seeing people for a full hour without an aid, without just having seen people, you know, two people at a time, which we've seen a lot. You can't do that and provide the level of care that we want to provide at Pelvic Sanity. So that's the origin of that. And then you can talk about, you know, how that makes sense and what that does for people coming in. In fact, for some people, it's less expensive than going to an in-network place. And I think people have misconceptions around that we probably, Nicole, need to do a whole nother conversation about. But at the end of the day, the root of that is how much time are you actually getting to spend with a true specialist? And that's what you're looking at. So,
yes. And the gold standard is one-on-one time, at least a full hour, if not more, exclusively with a specialist in the pelvic floor. Period. End of story. That is the gold standard. And so I hope for all of you listening that you have the opportunity to go to a place that prioritizes patient care the way that we have at Pelvic Sanity.
Prioritizing patient care over profits. Absolutely. So I hope that has been helpful for you guys, especially if you have been struggling and not been able to find this. I hope it gives you some tools to know what to look for as you're looking for a great physical therapy place. For the vast majority of people who have been someplace and say, wow, pelvic floor physical therapy didn't help, it's usually almost always that that place was unable to help, not that pelvic floor physical therapy can't be effective for you. So I hope you're able to find a great place to get great care. If you guys need more information or more help, we run a free online support group called Finding Pelvic Sanity. You can find that on Facebook. We've got a free pelvic floor guide when you get in there to give you some more information. So we appreciate each and every one of you guys who are listening. We hope this has been really helpful. We'll see you on the next episode.
And we hope that this episode has helped you find just a little bit more pelvic sanity.